It's been a long time since I've had a sniff of a win in this game here. Tom has widened. He leads Factor Bullcrap 14-6.
I was curious as to what exactly you were talking about there for a second. Today's subject matter, the first half, will be television dads. Are we ready?
Sure.
Television dads. Factor Bullcrap. On The Cosby Show, Bill Cosby's character was a dentist. Factor Bullcrap.
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 It is bullcrap. He was an obstetrician, which, of course, are the doctors who delivered the babies. Factor Bullcrap. On Full House, Bob Saget's wife wasn't in the picture because she died in a car crash. Fact or bullcrap?
On Full House, there was no wife. Sure there was. Bullcrap.
No, he was a widower, but that's why all those guys were living in the house. But the question is, did she die in a car crash or some other way? I'll say this is fact.
It is fact. Ooh. Episode 1 starts 3 months after it happened, and that's why he asks his friends to move in and help raise his three daughters. On The Wonder Years, the first name of Fred Savage's dad was never revealed. He was either referred to as Dad or Mr. Arnold. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, brother, I watched that show, too. Hmm.
Now, if you remember the show, by the way, The Wonder Years was pretty good.
I liked it.
But it was all told in the first person.
Mm-hmm.
It's the boy looking back at his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't refer to your dad by his first name at all. The question is, like, somewhere in the dialogue,
yeah,
did his wife call him something or?
Yeah, she must have. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I think this is fact.
It's bullcrap. His first name, Jack.
Hmm.
Kevin James once said that his character from King of Queens was, quote, the largest in a long line of large TV dads. Fact or bullcrap?
It certainly was that.
Fact.
Yeah, I'll agree. Fact.
Bullcrap. He never said it. Also, kids didn't really come into play on King of Queens until the final season, so he wasn't really a TV dad, just a TV husband.
Mm.
All right, the last of TV dads. On Married with Children, the anti-women group that Al Bundy ran was called No Ma'am. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, I don't remember that, but it sounds like something that Al Bundy would do. I'll say this is fact.
Fact.
It is fact. And it stood for the National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood. They later changed it to Numb Old Men Anxiously Awaiting Morticians.
Al Bundy, one of the great characters in TV history.
Tom leads 4-2.
All right, we now move to the second subject matter of Fact or Bullcrap, Harrison Ford. Here we go. The first time Harrison Ford hurt himself on a set was filming Raiders of the Lost Ark when his whip hit him in the chin. That's why he's got that funky scar there. Fact or bullcrap?
The funky scar is from a whip accident on the set? Bullcrap.
Yeah, I think this is bullcrap, too.
It is bullcrap. The scar is actually from a car crash when he tried to put his seatbelt on while he was driving. See? Never wear your seatbelt.
Oh, jeez.
The whip thing is why Indiana Jones has the scar on his chin. River Phoenix played him as a kid in Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade. The first time he ever tried to use the whip, he hits himself in the face.
That's right.
All right, Harrison Ford once toured with The Doors. Fact or bullcrap?
As their what? Roadie?
Cowbell or tambourine player?
You know, this
or something.
This sounds just weird enough to be true.
No, this is bullcrap.
You know, I'll give you a chance to get one back here. This sounds weird enough to be true. I'll say fact.
It is fact.
Yes!
He was part of the camera crew that followed them around in 1968. Fact or bullcrap, a type of ant and a type of spider have both been named after Harrison Ford.
Sure, fact.
Sure, why not? Fact.
It is fact. The spider is called Calpurnia Harrison Fordi. It's native to California. The ant is a Fidol Harrison Fordi, and it's in Central America. Fidoli Harrison Fordi. Okay. Statement number 4. He does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame because he refused it. Fact or bullcrap?
That sounds like something he would do. I'll say fact.
The dirty secret is that you pay for your star. You pay for the bronze casting, and then you have to pay for the sidewalk to be put back after they put your star in and have to repave around it. This probably is true. This is fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ah.
He does have one. He got it in 2003. Last one. He filmed a scene for the movie E.T., but it got cut out. Fact or bullcrap?
Sure, that's fact.
Really?
Sure.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm so far ahead.
Doesn't matter.
I'll say bullcrap.
It's fact. He played Elliot's principal in E.T. the Extraterrestrial. All right, there it is. What's
Thomas
the score?
Warner this week, 7-5.
WSAU, we will be back.
Do you like showing the world how awesome your life and everything you do is?
Yeah! Yeah!
Do you like strapping a camera on your head and jumping off a cliff?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Then you need the new Ego Pro helmet camera. The Ego Pro records in spectacular HD video all the things in your life that other people will act like they're really interested in.
Level 4 mountain bike trail. Here I come.
The Ego Pro needs no batteries. That's because it operates on 100% pure narcissism.
Okay, day in the life of my cat, Precious. Let me just strap on my Ego Pro.
The all-new Ego Pro.
No, honey, tonight, let's leave the lights on.
Don't even think about it.
Ego Pro. High def for high maintenance people.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.